chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. So after all the preparation and all the explanations, Jesus and his disciples arrive at Jerusalem. There was a bounty on Jesus' head, yet he walked right into Jerusalem. He wasn't trying to hide from those who were looking for him. Now often in these times, the great Roman generals would ride into town in a golden chariot or sitting on a great war horse. There would be parades and events to honor their arrival. But Jesus rides in on a borrowed colt that had never even been ridden. He rides into town as a peaceful servant, not as a conquering hero. Even though he would conquer death, hell, and the grave in exactly 1 week from this day, he humbly enters Jerusalem on a colt. Now there was still plenty of excitement as Jesus entered Jerusalem. The people threw their cloaks on the colt for a saddle. They placed their clothes and palm branches on the road to make a sort of red carpet for Jesus. They shouted, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And Jesus had told people to be quiet about who he was in the past, but he did not stop them on this day. Now sadly, Jesus knew that many of these exact same people would be shouting, "Crucify him," just a few days later. Because the crowd, as they are today, can be very fickle. And if you base your life on pleasing the crowd or the mob, you will have a roller coaster ahead of you. These people were there. They were excited. They were throwing their clothes onto the road, which was a big deal as clothing was hard to come by. But as we even see here, when it becomes late, Jesus returns to Bethany with the 12. Just the 12. No crowd. The crowd is gone. Jesus came to fulfill the plan of God, not to please a crowd. And in the same way, God created you for a purpose. Not to please a crowd or to please everyone. Now, this isn't an excuse to make everyone mad or be hard to deal with, obviously. But in this age of social media, it's an important reminder for all of us. That part of us that seeks gratification from other people through compliments, praise, credit, social media likes, retweets, or attention, it's there. But at night, when the crowd is gone, how do you feel then? Is the approval of God enough for you? If you spent your entire life doing exactly what God created you to do, and nobody ever really noticed, would you be okay with that? Ask God to make you more satisfied with Him today, and less dependent on the crowd. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.